Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q2 FY18 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for standing by, and good evening to you all. It's a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries for Q2 FY18 earnings call. From the management side, we are represented by Mr. M.P. Taparia, who is the Managing Director, and Mr. P.C. Somani, who is the CFO. Without taking more time, I'll hand over the line to Taparia ji. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening to all the participants. Thank you very much, Mr. Pujara. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industry Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial result for the quarter and half year ended 30th September 2017. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 79,029 ton of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of ₹1,044 crores during the second quarter of the current year, against sale of 66,808 ton of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of ₹864 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 18% and 21% respectively. The company sold 171,225 ton of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of ₹2,171 crore during the first half of the current year, against sale of 163,853 ton and net product turnover of ₹2,037 crore in the corresponding half year of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 4% and 7% respectively. The consolidated income and operating profit for the second quarter of the current year amounted to ₹1,055 crores and ₹155 crore as compared to ₹884 crore and ₹144 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 19% and 7% respectively. The consolidated income and operating profit for the half year of the current year amounted to ₹2,217 crore and ₹317 crore as compared to ₹2,074 crore and ₹361 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 7% and decrease of 12% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the second quarter of the current year amounted to ₹107 crore and ₹70 crore as compared to ₹98 crore and ₹66 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 9% and 6% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the half year of the current year amounted to ₹226 crore and ₹148 crore as compared to ₹268 crore and ₹181 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording decrease of 16% and 18% respectively. Corresponding half year. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the second quarter of current year ended 30 September as compared to the corresponding period previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew 17% by volume and value term. Packaging product segment business grew by 30% in volume and 31% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew 17% by volume and 23% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew 13% by volume and 18% in value term. The share of overall sale in the value-added product has been 37% of the total sale in the second quarter under 30th September 2017, as against 34% in the corresponding period of previous year. The company remains focused to increase the sale of value-added product in its turnover. Total borrowing of the company stands at Rs. 428 crore as on 30th September 2017, as against Rs. 456 crore on 30th September 2016 and Rs. 228 crore as on 31st March 2017. Average net borrowing level during the second quarter and half year of current year remained at Rs. 303 crore and Rs. 293 crore respectively, against Rs. 380 crore during the previous half year ended 30th September 2016 and 382 crore during the previous year ended 31st March 2017. Average cost of borrowing as on 30th September 2017 is 5.3% versus 7.28% and 6.56% per annum as on 30th September 2016 and 31st March 2017 respectively. CAPEX plan. Company has increased its CAPEX plan to the range of Rs. 425 to 450 crore in financial 2017-18 against that Rs. 350 crore as planned earlier. The CAPEX plan is progressing smoothly. Company has been allotted and taken possession of 50 acres of land at concessional rate by State Government Telangana. Foundation ceremony was performed on 2nd September 2017. Effective steps are being taken to accelerate the project work on first phase of production, which is likely to commence during October-December 2018. Company has finalized to put up high-density polythene pipe plant at Malanpuri Unit 3. Construction work at the site is in full swing, which is likely to commence production during April-June 2018. Project work at Ghiloth, Rajasthan has commenced at full swing to manufacture industrial plastic component. It is likely to go in production during April-June 2018. The company expects better business growth potential going forward. Considering the same, company is increasing investment plan to around Rs. 450 crore in this year compared to Rs. 350 crore as planned in beginning of the year. Increased investment outlay along with increased working capital requirement may require small debt to remain in the books of the company instead of company being debt-free in the year 2018-19. Business outlook. GST introduction has smoothened in the company's operation by August. This has reflected in 18% volume growth in the quarter. PVC prices were quite volatile in the first half of current year. The demand for PVC pipe for agriculture use has shown negative trend, which has resulted in overall degrowth in PVC consumption by 6% in the country in first half of the year. To capture the lesser business, company operated at a lower price level in this segment. This with erosion inventory valuation has eroded operating margin and plastic piping system in the quarter. The company's intensive efforts of export over last 1 year has started yielding growth in export value. Company's export have grown by 46% in the current half year as compared to corresponding period of the previous year. The company exported variety of product to 42 countries. The company will continue to drive to boost export business with focus to penetrate in more countries over the year. Two new petrochemical plants have gone into production in India this year and several plants have come across India. Thus, in spite of increasing crude prices, the raw material price remain range-bound. Boost in affordable house construction activities and increased infrastructure spending by the government augur well to boost the company's business in the year and beyond. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter under reference. Thank you for your presence. Now, I and my colleague, Mr. Pitesh Somani, CFO, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Avi Mehta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. One thing that I noticed was missing was the volume growth guidance that you had indicated earlier. You had guided towards a 12% volume growth in the first quarter, and you have not mentioned any guidance over here. Could you, A, indicate what is the expectation?
We maintain that we will achieve 12% volume growth for the year.
Sir, if that is the case, you know you...
We have to grow 19.3% plus every quarter.
Yes, sir.
We calculated that by we are committing 12% further.
Sir, in this quarter we were benefited from channel restocking. Would that be a fair understanding?
Sorry?
You said that GST introduction has smoothened by August, which means that this quarter we saw the channel filling up back the inventory, which was the reversal that we saw in the first quarter. So would it be fair to say this quarter's growth was also benefiting from channel restocking?
We are not seeing any stocking from the channel because the channel was under stress to make payments due to GST. Our channel distributor not getting payment from the customer. So in this quarter, actually we are required to give them extended credit period. Normally, our credit outstanding remains 21 to 22 days of the sale, but for this quarter average, it came to 26 days.
Okay.
There was no possibility for them to stop, and principally when the prices are having a downward trend, nobody wants to stock also.
Okay, and that is what gives you the kind of comfort or confidence?
We will grow better than 18% in the remaining 6 months.
Okay, and sir, a related thing, the sales tax refund, you have not taken any update on that from...
Till now, no government policy has been announced.
Okay.
We have no reason to take any credit.
Okay, so that may kind of continue. Sir,
because there is no, as of today, no new policy has come. Mm-hmm. After introduction of GST, what way we are going to get the subsidy on the investment what we made on account of sales tax. New policy has not come after introduction of GST. We cannot account for any income on that account.
Okay. And then that you have you... Okay, fair enough, sir. So the second question was on the tax rate, sir. Your standalone tax rate is at whatever 35%, but consol is at 38%. Now, I understand the standalone also has the dividend from subsidiary. If I strip that, you get to a 38% tax rate. Why is the tax rate higher, sir?
No, in fact, we have provided on the standalone, on the consolidated, we didn't change the tax quantum. So, by effect of the distribution of the dividend from Petrochem,
mm-hmm.
getting out, the tax rate is coming higher. We have not changed the tax quantum in the consolidated figure.
So, but dividend does not attract any tax. So, even your standalone tax rate is very high, no, sir?
Yeah, from that point of view. But you see, certain, this alone says which takes place in normal course of business, which we are affecting into our quarterly competition also.
So, I should assume 38 going forward also, well?
34. Okay. Going forward, 34.6% is of the current year.
Okay.
With no other changes taking place.
Okay, sir. Okay. And, sir, lastly, if I may, on the EBITDA, the inventory that you have mentioned, there was a high-cost inventory. Could you quantify that benefit? The impact.
Very difficult to quantify because the erosion, if you have seen, all happening in plastic piping.
Yes, sir.
Principally due to the lower selling price, and the market of plastic piping division shrunk, actually. More in agriculture and then in housing also, the Real Estate Regulation Act, the RERA has created disturbance in the housing construction market for some months. Now that is all behind us. So just to capture the business where the volume has shrunk, we have reduced our margin to capture the business to maintain our volume.
So has that, you have to reverse that?
We cannot extrapolate such a poor margin may not remain in the remaining 6 months. That's what we believe.
Okay, so the margins should move up while you can't.
We hope so.
Okay, sir. I'll come back in the queue for other questions. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is on the operating margins for the plastics business. Sir, you indicated erosion in inventory valuation. Sir, to my understanding, resin prices have been moving up. So, sir, can you please provide some detail, because 17% volume growth was very encouraging. So is it like we are selling at a lower price, giving discounts? Sir, how should you understand this?
We gave extra discount. As we told you in PVC, the market has shrunk overall in the country the first half. First time we have seen degrowth in PVC consumption in our country. We don't remember in the last 20 years any time there were degrowth in PVC consumption. It was continuously growing. Last year the consumption in the country was 2.98 million tons for the full year. But in the first 6 months, it is a degrowth of 6%. And as I say again, this was principally due to the reduction in agricultural market demand and also due to RERA, which has affected the real estate throughout the country, to bring real estate in a proper regulation, so demand from real estate also came down. So when the market becomes smaller, just to keep the operation properly level, we have reduced our selling price margin. That's why our margin was affected, and which has also resulted in some inventory loss as PVC prices went up to 77, then came down to 71, so there were too much swing in the PVC prices.
That helps. Sir, would it be possible if you can provide more guidance or more color on agri versus non-agri, how the volumes were during the quarter and also on the pricing, sir?
Very difficult to say because some of our housing market also, they buy agri pipe. At our level, we are not able to say, but we have a very specific market in our company in Maharashtra agri market, North Karnataka agri market, Madhya Pradesh agri market. In total, all the market in 7 months, that is April to September, it was minus compared to last year. In our company, it was minus 6-7%. And last year, the volume was minus 6-7% in our company also, agri market.
Okay, that helps. Sir, my second question is, sir, how will our capacities look like after the ongoing expansion and what we have announced? So our total capacity is around 540 KT, if I'm not wrong. So if you can, sir, please provide the mix on incremental capacity, how it will look like for us in 2 years' time.
You remember very well, it was 540,000 tons, and the investment what we committed to expand, once all the investment on the ground, our capacity will go up to 590,000. Increase our capacity by 50,600 tons.
Sir, it will go to 590?
590,600 tons.
Okay, and sir, this will be by end FY19, so does it include Gelat, Malanpur and Telangana as well?
Telangana, the first phase will come in production. Just 1890 will come in production.
This capacity we
are first phase. But this capacity of based on the commitment what we have made, the capacity will also improve now.
Telangana
may not come in FY18.
Sir, I'm saying FY19, says 2 years down the lane, this 540 KT will be 590 or more than that?
More than 590.
More than. And sir, incremental capacity, is it plastic piping or is it packaging products? Because we had some capacity constraints in the packaging division, right?
This year, more investment are taking on packaging division, industrial component and performance packaging film.
Okay. Sir, I'll join back with you.
The next question is from the line of Anshuman Atri from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations performance. If possible, can you share this split of 540 based on different segments, the capacity and the split for 590,000 tons?
Mr. Somani, tell you.
this 540 breakup for the plastic piping 387,000. Industrial product 62,000. For the furniture is 27,000. And packaging 63,000.
Okay, and out of this incremental 50, what would be the share?
Piping would be 28,000. Industrial product 12,000. And packaging will be around 10,000.
Okay. Second question is regarding the plastic piping segment. So how are seeing the CPVC market performing given the RERA issues? And has it picked up from...
Surprisingly, CPVC market in 6 months has gone up by 15% in the country. It's gone up.
By 15%?
It has gone up, actually. In spite of PVC consumption saying a degrowth of 6%, CPVC consumption has gone up.
And sir, how are you seeing the pressure from the Chinese imports? Has that subsided?
Chinese import is going nicely. The prices are now lower level. Chinese import, we don't see any. We are not affected by Chinese, by our company. We don't compete against Chinese material.
No, sir, the market overall, are they seeing any impact of Chinese imports or it has stabilized?
Which one?
The impact of Chinese imports.
Imports are continuously, they are also growing. Along with the imports from other countries and along with the local production, overall, as we stated earlier, the country's market has gone up by 15%.
Okay.
And with all the participants had a higher share.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, couple of questions. This quarter, our value-added product has gone up by almost 28% year-on-year, as your value-added product's contribution has gone to 37% or so. But sir, despite that, still, why the margin has came down such a massively?
Packaging?
No, sir. Overall value-added product, this particular quarter, is up by 28% year-on-year.
Plastic piping eroded our margin. Other than plastic piping, other segment we had a better operating margin. Plastic piping created a big setback to our company's operating margin.
That's true. And sir, what has happened? Because PVC price was largely flat in this particular quarter at around 71, 72 rupees per kg.
Which one?
PVC price.
PVC price started from 77.
That was in the month of March quarter. In the month of March, it was 77. In the month of June, it was 72.
My dear friend, that's why I came down to 71. And because we were keeping very capacity hardly utilized, so our production cost also went up. We have reduced our price for the segment. So we had a lower margin due to lower pricing also.
You mentioned that CPVC market is up by almost 15% in country. Is this the same trend for you also, sir?
PVC price, PVC market.
CPVC.
Yes, our company also has gone up.
Almost 15%. And sir, similarly, what can you can just any qualitative statement for the Shilpolin business you want to make? Because we know that you have stopped giving the number, but any qualitative statement you want to make on that business? We understand that there's a lot of competition is coming up. Any signs what you have seen?
Yeah, we are maintaining our business.
In terms of growth or in terms of share?
We have growth in our business.
There's a growth in the business. Is it similar to the company growth, sir, or it is lower than that?
Sorry?
The growth in the Shilpolin is similar to the company growth or lower than that?
No, it is, the growth is there, and to my mind, India is a large market.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who have come, they also, as on today, the capital is very small.
Mm-hmm.
They also enjoying the Indian market.
Sir, in the first half, and as you, I think, earlier in the beginning of the financial year, you were guiding all the investors that margin of 17% achieved in FY17 is not sustainable. And already in the first half, our margin has come down. But sir, do you think that what could be the range or guidance if you want to give for the margin? It is 15% or 16%, and that is a good number to take it?
In the current volatile situation, we can like to give, when you want guidance, it will be between 14% to 15%.
Okay. Rather than 15.5% you are giving till the last quarter.
But last quarter, but then we saw such a big erosion now in the pricing.
Mm-hmm.
Now better to save than say 14% to 15% range we give the market guidance.
For the FY18, this financial year?
Financial year, yes.
Sir, in terms of you, I think there is definitely a significant growth due to the restocking. But in your sense, is the channel is fully restocked or still there is a lot of room for the restocking to yet to happen?
Our channels are now functioning. Hardly we were required to part with only two or three distributors.
Mm-hmm.
We are not able to get GST.
Mm-hmm.
Our air channel is working.
The restocking has taken place.
No, restocking, as we told earlier to our earlier person who raised the question, the customers are finding great difficulty to finance more restocking.
Okay.
They are now operating at a lower stock.
Mm-hmm.
We are now trying to service them even with a lower stock, because they are not able to get payment in time from their customers.
Okay.
So, because many of the people have got very much liquidity problem of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because the number two money has become very shy.
Mm-hmm.
They are not able to deploy the money.
Okay.
We have to give them extra credit actually.
Okay. Sir, we are setting up this HDPE plant at Malanpur.
Yes.
The first time we have seen in the last many years, the focus is again back on the HDPE. We know more about the CPVC business or industry as a whole, but we don't have too much of understanding about the HDPE. If you can just help with some numbers, what kind of capacity we are setting up, what kind of a growth outlook we are seeing in the business?
We have got already HDPE plant operating at Garegaon in Maharashtra and in Kharagpur in Bengal.
Okay.
Between Eastern India market and Western India or South India. Now,
okay.
For North Indian market, we are creating capacity because the products are freight intensive. And overall, HDPE market is growing because more and more government departments want to buy HDPE pipe for drinking water supply. And for tubewell also, many customers opting for HDPE pipe.
Okay.
Tubewell sprinkler system for drinking water, there is more and more demand of HDPE pipe.
Okay.
Participate actively in HDPE pipe, we have put in now two locations we are already operating, and
mm-hmm.
third location we are going to start hopefully in April, June next year.
Okay. Sir, HDPE will be how much of our overall pipe volume?
Just to conclude, HDPE market is growing much more than compared to PVC pipe, PVC market.
Okay. And better than the CPVC, or it's in line with CPVC growth?
CPVC is a very limited segment that is going mostly for only plumbing.
Okay.
The CPC market this year has grown 15%, and we believe that many people were using PVC piping for plumbing application. They must have shifted more and more to CPVC.
Mm-hmm.
There is no commensurate increase in PVC consumption commensurate to CPVC growth.
Partly this could be because of the significant decline in the CPVC prices we have seen in the last couple of quarters.
CPVC is application oriented for plumbing.
Correct.
And plumbing, more and more people opt for CPVC, so PVC, then definitely CPVC consumption will grow up.
Okay, fine. Sir, my question is also that what is our revenue or volume from the approximate volume from the HDPE pipe business or PE pipe?
I don't have a number immediately, so I may not be able to give you.
Fine. So the last question I have is that overall, if, just some comments if you want to give on the consumer business, how that business is setting up, new product launches, or something you can mention on that segment.
Consumer business has a very decent growth by volume also and by margin also. And we are going on adding more and more new product. And our blow molded furniture also, we have launched 7 varieties of product. And they have been very well received, and we are adding more product in our blow molded type of furniture also, and in our normal furniture also we are adding more varieties. And in our Telangana plant, the first product which is going to be out of the plant will be furniture only.
Okay.
We are investing more and more money on the furniture.
Okay, great sir. Thank you, and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to inform participants that in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, do we have any tax benefits on the incremental capex that we are doing? Sir, any tax incentives, say, from Telangana government or from Rajasthan government?
The Telangana government, yes, we have the benefits announced by the government as of now, but which is related to SGST refund to some extent. But many of the state governments are still in the stage of finalization of their schemes, and they have not come out. But in Rajasthan, there is no incentive. And MP will be having definitely, but not yet effective, not yet crystallized or announced. Telangana has announced 75% of SG refund for a period of 7 years.
For 7 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, in the last quarter, you had indicated simple in volumes. Last year, we had around 20 KT of volumes, and we were looking at 10% growth this year. So, sir, any color on that? That was first question. And, sir, over here we also launched new films like cross-bonded. So, just wanted to understand the difference between cross-laminated and cross-bonded. Is it the same thing or is it two very different products? How should we look at it from a pricing and a margin perspective, sir?
What was the first question?
Sir, my first question was, in the last call, we had indicated symposium volumes at around 20 KT and we had guided for 10% volume growth this year. So, how are the numbers like, sir, first half on this particular product?
We told you the last year our sale was 20,070 ton.
Correct.
And we will have a volume growth. And nowadays we don't give the number. What is the volume we are going?
Okay, but sir, should we look at 10% growth or it will be better than that?
Yes,
double digit?
No, we stop giving numbers. Except that we say that we are growing. Because we don't want to create problem for my investor, so that information goes in our competitor hand.
Okay, no problem.
Our cross and bonded is gained very immense popularity. It is a better product than our existing cell phone, and we are getting more and more acceptance of the product and is selling increased volume also. But quantity we will never give.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshit Gandhi from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead. Akshit Gandhi.
Hello.
Sir, couple of questions. One bookkeeping question. If I look at the balance sheet number, the increase in equity is actually not there. Versus 1,695 crores of equity, the consolidated equity is only 1,658 crores. So any adjustment in this has been done?
Ms. Somani will reply.
Equity 1,695 crore. 658 crores it is, as on September, the pro forma balance sheet which we have given for consolidated level.
I have to just check. I think the current year's profit has been shown somewhere else. I have to just look at. I'll just come back.
Second question, from October onwards, the selling price which we had reduced in September quarter, have we increased it and have we discontinued the special discounts which we gave in September quarter?
In October there was no possibility. Unfortunately, the rains continued in the state of Maharashtra up to 22nd.
Hmm.
We had to keep a lower price in this month also. So this was principally price erosion in the agriculture segment. Yeah.
Now, on your other equity part,
hmm.
because the equity has been reduced by the dividend payout what we have made in the month of July.
Okay.
Because with the Ind AS now, you are not making the provision for dividend. And it is being reduced from the equity when you are actually making out the payment.
Okay, sir. That's great. And, sir, out of 425 crores of capex, how much is maintenance capex?
We don't have maintenance capex, but we have got either automation, we don't have maintenance capex. Our capex either improve the product quality or new product or new capacity or automation. I don't have any maintenance. Maintenance is going into revenue expenditure.
All right.
Maintenance is revenue expenditure.
Oh, sure. So my follow-up question will be on this 425 crores of capex. What could be the revenue potential?
Okay, it will be 425 to 450. This is a commitment to, we have committed some of the investment, we are going to commit, we have already committed 373 crore.
Correct.
And remaining month, we know very well that we will be increasing the commitment to 450 crore.
Mm-hmm.
It will take 12 to 15 months, all the investment to be on the ground and running. Normally, we get 2.5 rupee turnover from each rupee invested. We will calculate when 450 crore fully go into production, we will increase our turnover by 1,100 crore.
Great, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Before we move to the next question, we'd like to remind participants once again that in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for the third of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, a couple of questions. One on the new products. How has the new products done in majority of the segments? And the second question is on the packaging side. Just want to understand the 30% growth which has come in for the quarter is attributed because of whether it's because of performance film or Silpaulin or it's because of protective packaging.
The bigger growth came because due to we announced the off-season scheme in Silpaulin. In the month of September.
Right.
Probably we announce always in the beginning of October because the Diwali is nearly end of October or beginning of November. And we always like to give 30 days time for people to make maximum booking. So this time Diwali was on 19th October. So we announced the off-season scheme for Silpaulin on 21st September.
Okay.
Which has boosted the business overall of packaging segment.
Right.
Packaging element in our other segment of packaging also has a decent growth, mm-hmm. and so that's why we are committing a large investment on packaging side in the this year and next year.
Okay, great, sir. And what about the new products, sir? Both in the packaging as well as protective packaging. In the piping as well as protective packaging segments.
Water product we have launched. All the products are running and doing quite well. Only composite cylinder, the new product we launched, up till now we did not make a breakthrough. That division is still not operating properly and we are suffering loss month after month in the division.
Okay. And sir, what about the
All the products are very well accepted.
Right. Sir, what about the Bangladesh order which was there pending in the composite cylinder business?
Nothing. The government of India purchased 18 months before.
Bangladesh
is all going properly. Bangladesh and South Korea, where we are selling, there is no issue.
Okay. And, sir, on the manhole side, DWC and the faucet or the plastic bath fittings, how are they doing?
All the business are well accepted in the market. All are growing. All are having potential, including brown-molded furniture, solvent, all the new products. Everything is going okay.
Okay.
Only product is not picked up properly is a composite cylinder.
Right, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, can you help us with the capacity of Silpaulin CPVC? If you can highlight out of that total capacity that we are planning to expand.
Silpaulin, we go today already capable of 27,000 tons.
Okay.
Earlier indicated.
Mm-hmm.
We are only making further improvement in the technology to increase the capability of the product.
Mm-hmm.
As of today, no capacity plant is immediately.
Sure. And on CPVC side, sir?
We had already good capacity and we have put a plant for making industrial type CPVC also.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute number we have stopped giving.
Okay. Okay. Secondly, sir, how you see the environment after the GST? Is it that we are getting more consolidation in our business and the unorganized players are finding it difficult to comply with the overall business environment? How you see the transition between us and smaller unorganized players?
We are very glad to see some organized players are now graduating to be organized players.
Mm-hmm.
And still the CPUs in the GST government is responding very quickly. They are trying to alleviate the problem of the small and medium scale many customers. They are all waiting in the meeting going to take place in the first half of November, where they are going to make many, many more concessions on SME plants so that they can still comply with GST regulation.
Mm-hmm.
We wish none of them should die.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And sir, on the LPG cylinder, when do you see Indian market is going to open up? How the approval scenario?
HPCL can reply better.
Mm-hmm.
They purchased 18 months before, we hear nothing from them.
So, is it the approval part which is pending with the ministries or is it...
They know very well, after all, they purchased, goods have been supplied, they made a payment and still not been released to the market.
Mm-hmm.
So, they can reply better.
Okay. Sir, on the industrial side, is the business coming more from the auto and the appliances or is it the MHE business or what is driving?
Very big player now in consumer durable segment.
Mm-hmm.
All consumer durable segments are doing extremely well this year.
So, the majority of the growth is from consumer durable or is it automotive or material handling?
Our business more is consumer durable.
And how the material handling part of business going, sir?
Going well. All the segments are showing good growth.
Okay, okay.
As you see, the growth is there in each segment.
Okay, okay. And lastly, sir, any outlook on the Supreme Petro business?
Supreme Petro had decent growth of 13% by volume in domestic market,
mm-hmm.
second quarter, and we told that in the second half, full half, we expect 13% volume growth. This is huge.
Mm-hmm.
All the vertical started by Supreme Petro came, all are showing decent growth.
Mm-hmm. And the pricing, last time you you mentioned that there were a lot of volatility. So now is it the pricing being stabilized or how the pricing environment there?
Petro came or Supreme Industry?
Petro.
Petro price can never be steady. It will always remain volatile.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But we expect to sustain this kind of profitability margin as we reported this quarter?
We don't talk margin. We only say volume growth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our margins are not in the operating percentage, but it's all in tonnage. Per ton EBITDA.
Okay, okay. So that volume growth at least would sustain is what you're saying.
Volume is very decent news. It shows the economy is in growth path.
Sure, sure. All right, sir. Great. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks a lot for taking my question. So you were giving guidance that, okay, for the next two quarters, we'll be growing by more than 19%. Is there any particular segment that we are seeing higher growth in?
All the segments are growing nicely. As you have seen in second quarter, all the segments are growing. And going forward, this is a main business season. October to March is business season. The 7th pay commission money is started coming in the market. The crops are quite good. Rabi crop prospects are good. So we do not say prices are remaining affordable. And after GST, our tax rates have come down. Only in the furniture, certain state, the rates have gone higher. But we hope that furniture GST also may come down from present 28%. So there is no reason of any degrowth in any market. Going forward, market looks better and RERA is now reasonably getting established. By which the demand for real estate and housing segment will go up and affordable housing and government infrastructure spending normally starts big way between November to March. And we are now good player in government requirement also.
Okay. And sir, any particular segment in which we have increased our capex? Because we have taken the overall capex up from around 350 to 450 crores.
We are investing a lot of money in our packaging segment and industrial segment.
Okay. And any particular reason this time we've seen more than 30% growth in packaging, though we have compromised some bit on our margin front?
Informed earlier that in Silpolin we gave off the steam in the month of September on 21st. Which has boosted the consumption, which has boosted the growth much more than normal.
Okay, so the major reason was that itself.
Because of the Diwali festival was coming earlier and we wanted to give 1 month window to people to buy.
Okay. Sir, one last question. When can we see our margins coming back in like piping segment and packaging segment? Because we have seen compared to last year, the margins have gone down a bit.
We believe that this lower margin in piping system should go up in the 2 quarters. We hope so.
In the coming 2 quarters?
Definitely January, March quarter for sure.
Okay, sir. So thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bobby Jairam from Falcon Investments. Please.
Yeah, this contraction in PVC versus growth in CPVC, do you see that as a structural trend going
Ready?
Forward?
Structural trend. Hello?
Now the, yes. Hello. You mentioned that PVC actually contracted for the first half.
Yeah.
CPVC actually grew.
Yeah, right.
Do you see this as a structural trend?
No, no. See, that PVC degrowth was principally due to the reason the PVC is going big way in agriculture. And agriculture market throughout the country was a negative path. CPVC goes only in housing and that also only plumbing segment. Hello? Hello,
yes,
are
yes.
you hearing?
Yeah, yes, please. Go ahead.
Are you hearing?
Yes, yes, yes.
CPVC going in housing and that also in plumbing. And we believe that certain market, instead of PVC for plumbing, people have shifted to CPVC.
Right. So that's a structural trend, right?
Combined factor that people have moved for plumbing from PVC to CPVC and degrowth in agriculture demand has created a negative trend in consumption of PVC in first 6 months.
Right.
Am I clear?
That's clear, but how is that expected to impact us over the next few years?
You could look at the capacity of CPVC also. So it has given us good growth in CPVC business.
So are we as competitive in CPVC as PVC?
So CPVC is a different segment and we had a good growth and PVC also, the country had a 6% degrowth. We had a 2% growth only in 6 months. We don't have degrowth.
So as you expect the agri market to pick up, you'll see PVC demand going up. Is that correct?
We believe in the next 6 months the PVC demand will be better. We talk to raw material maker and they believe for the full year it may be 2% plus.
Right.
It means the next 6 months it will be 8% plus.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Awasthi from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my question was about the HDP pipe. So you're saying that you're going to be expanding your capacity by 28,000 in the plastic piping segment. So how much of this will be in the HDP pipes?
It will be 6,500.
Acha, 6,500. And would you say, sir, that the capacity that you already have in place is around the same amount or is it more than that?
Much more than that.
Much more than that. So would it be twice that, roughly 12,000 or 13,000?
I don't have an immediate number to give you.
Okay, you don't have the immediate number. Okay, so not a problem. So this DWC pipes, we are going to put up the plant for that, right? The plant is already in place?
All plants have gone into production.
Achha, so DWC has gone into production already?
Yeah.
So what's your capacity for DWC?
It is around 1,800 tons per month. 25,000
tons per month. Okay.
25,000 tons. Per year.
Okay, okay, sir. And where is this located, sir?
At Bengal and Maharashtra.
Achha, Bengal, at the HDP plant itself you have expanded.
HDP separate, DWP separate.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay, sir. So, and currently, sir, what is the pickup in the DWC market, sir? Because it's quite new product for India. So, how is the pickup, sir, in that market?
Our product is very well accepted.
So, is the utilization, would you say, close to 50%?
We can say only after end of March. Normally the peak season starts from October to March.
Okay, okay. The peak season for this would be October to March. Okay, sir. Sir, and your HDP pipes, are you making the large size diameter pipes above 600 mm or are you in...
Like up to 800 millimeter.
Okay, it's up to 800 millimeter. Okay, sir. And sir, lastly, in your Silpulin, so you said that you're investing a lot of amount in packaging going forward. So is this to convert your Silpulin capacity into cross-bound flip? Or is cross-bound being set up?
The packaging segment comes many items. Particularly packaging product, performance packaging film, and cross-laminated film. So many products. We are investing a lot of money in protective packaging product.
Okay.
We are investing a lot of money in performing packaging film.
Okay.
We are investing some money in cross-laminated film, tarpaulin.
Okay, so at present, sir, what would be the capacity for cross-bound film, sir?
Overall, as I told earlier, it is 27,000 ton silpaulin capacity.
And cross-bound is a part of
Part of it.
Okay, okay. And sir, what would be the pricing difference between a cross-bound film and a silpaulin film?
I don't remember immediately.
But the branding is similar, so both of them carry the
branding. Branding is silpaulin star.
Okay, so this is called silpaulin star.
Star.
Okay, okay, great, sir. Sir, lastly, just one more question, sir. What is the normal cycle of seasonality that you see in silpaulin, sir? Is it evenly throughout all the four quarters, or how is that, sir, if you could shed some light on that?
No, it is not even throughout the year. It is seasonal.
So when is the, could you just tell me, like, which quarters would be?
They are more good during off-season. This is off-season going on.
This is the off-season. So when will the season pick up, sir?
Season is only April, May, June.
Okay, so the
fourth
quarter
during
the first quarter. Would it be correct to say, sir, the fourth quarter and the first quarter?
Major purchase is made during off-season time, normally between October to February.
Oh, okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my question, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Basin from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. So one question that, you know, you mentioned that a number of unorganized guys are also organizing themselves. And we've seen that, you know, competitive intensity in this business has always remained high. Now it's increasing. So does it mean that structurally for the pipes business, the margins should settle at a number lower than what we've seen in the last 5 or 10 years?
We don't think so. Last year was aberration. Last year increase, last year 16% was partly due to inventory gain.
5-10 years.
Piping, I'm talking.
Last 5-10 years.
No. This 16% margin you never get now. Plastic piping, much is it.
But sir, the question is that structurally are we settling towards low teens, like 12-13%, because unorganized is becoming organized?
Yeah, we are not competing with them. We believe that overall our company product mix, we should be in the range of around 15% operating margin. Overall, between 14.5% to 15% normally.
Okay. So this increase in capex from 350 to 450, that incremental 100 crore rupees, is it largely for industrial business?
Industrial and packaging.
Industrial and packaging. Okay. So, sir, should one think that industrial would grow faster over the next 2-3 years then for you as compared to pipings?
Piping is always a much higher growth.
Okay. Sir, in the 17-18% volume growth that you've shown for this quarter in the piping business, is it agri or is it plumbing which is driving most of this growth?
Mostly it's growing in housing.
Mostly in housing, sir. Okay.
It's actually a lean season for agriculture.
Okay. So lastly, a question if you can answer, sir. What is the quarterly run rate of a loss in the cylinder business, sir, right now?
Around 25 lakh per month. So around 1.2 crore per year, per quarter.
So roughly about 5 crore rupees per annum. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, we'll be able to take one last question. We take the last question from the line of Somil Mehta from BNP Paribas Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So a couple of questions. First is, you know, you made an interesting comment about in the recent times, you know, CPVC doing better than PVC. You know, if I were to split that, would that be more of an urban phenomena, or are you seeing that trend also in the non-urban areas wherein CPVC has started doing a bit better than the overall PVC segment?
You see, wherever the people are having some effluence, they want to have an arrangement for taking hot water in a bath. And if you want to have a system by which you can deliver hot water for the bath, and you have to change over from PVC to CPVC. It has nothing to do now with urban, tier 2 town, tier 3 town, tier 4 town also.
Mm-hmm.
And the demand coming for CPVC.
Okay, okay.
Segment continue to remain principally only for plumbing. Very small segment is industrial use. But I can say maybe 98% of CPVC or 97% is
okay.
used only for plumbing and housing.
Sure. And sir, second question is with respect, you know, based on our geographical presence across the country, are we seeing any benefits because of, you know, GST in terms of, you know, transport and logistics, or probably it's too early to maybe comment on that?
It is very important how the goods can reach quickly to our customers. Goods can reach quickly to our customers, so that's why we must have more locations.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are, as on today, operating 11 states.
Yes.
With our Telangana coming in 12th state, and our dream is to go into more states than 12 states in the next 5 years.
Sure. So, you know, where I was coming from is, you know, maybe, you know, with most of the checkposts going away, or, you know, based on whatever the
freight rate doesn't come down. And the time to take the goods to the customer doesn't go down.
Okay, okay. So, you know, in short, I mean, there is not much meaningful savings in the logistics, maybe either in terms of cost or in terms of time. You know, things have really changed.
More location.
Okay.
So we want to go to more than 12 states.
Okay, okay. And so my last question is, maybe 2-3 years down the line, you know, what would be a share of, you know, value-added products, what we classify, you know, so share between value-added and non-value-added, and how will that number, because that number has been inching up. So where do you see that maybe over the next 2-3 years?
We don't know, but we told that this quarter we added 37% value-added percentage.
Sure.
We want to go on growing without keeping any cap on it.
Okay, fine. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Kashyap Pujara for any closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for attending the call. And thank you, Tapariyaji and Somaniji, for patiently answering all the questions. And look forward to the next quarter.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Axis Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.